بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم ربنا زدنا علما. Reminding myself and my brothers about what we are talking about for some weeks, that we started to talk about Hadith Jibreel al-Mashhur, which is in the narrated by Muslim and al-Nasa'i, al-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood and others, that Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال, he said that while we were sitting with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was a man with black hair, clean black hair, clean white clothes. Nobody knows among us, he means Sahaba. And he is not from Medina. And he doesn't seem to be a traveler. And he sat to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knees to knees. And he asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam, Iman, Ihsan, and the Judgment Day, or the end of the earth, the time. That hadith called Hadith Jibreel, because when that man left, after a while, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his Sahaba, do you know who was that? So they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than Muhammad, or the Messenger of Allah knows better sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, that was Jibreel, came to teach you your deen. So that's why it's called Hadith Jibreel. And we started to talk about that piece by piece. We started to talk about the pillars of Islam, which was the starting of the Hadith when Jibreel alayhi salam was asking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we said the first pillar, we are still talking about the first pillar of Islam, the first part of it even. Because it is the major case. It is the base of Islam. And without it, Islam cannot stand. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spent 10 years in Mecca before Isra and Mi'raj, talking about no salah, no zakah, no hajj, no fasting, except only for la ilaha illallah, which is really giving us a clear sign of the big wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call only for la ilaha illallah. And we said that la ilaha illallah, since it is this much of importance, we want to know when is this word going to be beneficial for a person who says it. We said there are three conditions for a person to benefit from la ilaha illallah. The first condition is to know the meaning, the true meaning of la ilaha illallah, which was none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second condition is to practice that understanding of la ilaha illallah. And the third condition is to be free of the contradictions of la ilaha illallah. And we started to talk about contradictions of la ilaha illallah, and we said the first contradiction and the one, the most worst, or the worstest one of them, is the polytheism or shirk. And we talked about that for some time. Then we talked about the second one, which is the case of tawassul. And we say tawassul, or using of a means, is not always prohibited or prohibited. It is two types, permissible and non-permissible. And the permissible type of it is wider and more than the non-permissible. But actually shaitan is smart, and he always drives Muslims to use the non-permissible one in order to lead them to shirk or polytheism, na'udhu billah. And we promised last week to talk about the case of shafa'ah. Shafa'ah, or intersection, or intercession, is a case that really lots of Muslims really face the trouble on understanding how to use it correctly. Every Muslim really believes in general on the case of Shafa'a. And Shafa'a is, as we will see inshallah later on, divided into two types. But before we talk about the types, we need to see what was the problem among Muslims in the case of Shafa'a. Every Muslim believes that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Shafi'a. We know that. And we have no hesitation to say it, that we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we inshallah hoping that he is going to be our Shafi'a in the judgment day. But the problem comes when Shaitan drives Muslims to ask Shafa'a now from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking that this is respecting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so why don't we ask him for Shafa'a now? Okay, let's see if we can do so. Can we do so? No. Why? For two reasons. The first reason that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dead now. He is not alive. We know that clearly, as Allah told us in His holy book subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is already dead. Yes, he is living a better life in the barzakh, the grave life, truly, yes. The best life actually, better than shaheed, better than the others. And his body is still as it is when he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not eating by earth, true. But his life and our life, there is no connection in here. There is no connection between our life now and the grave life and the judgment day life. Each life has its own system. So there is no connection between them. Okay. And we said that in order to ask anything from any person, there is three conditions must be available. Alive, present, capable. Alive, present, capable. If the guy is alive or the person is alive and he is present, yani he's there, I can talk to him or at least can call him on the phone as an example, and he is capable of what I'm going to ask him for, then it is okay to ask him. An example is to ask any of you to help me out to carry something. All of you are capable, all of you are alive, all of you are present. So if I ask one of you, please help me out to carry this thing, this is allowed in Islam. Why? Because you are alive, you are present, you are capable. But to ask anything from dead, this is not allowed in Islam. To ask anything from a person who is not present and there is no way to communicate with him is not allowed also. And to ask anyone something that he is not capable of is not allowed in Islam. As an example of a person, to ask a person for something he is not capable of, can we ask any person, if he is alive and present, can we ask him for forgiveness? I mean forgiveness of the judgment day. Can we ask him for Jannah? Can we ask any person to take us to Jannah? He is alive and present. No, we cannot. So because he is not capable of doing this. So these are three conditions must be when we ask any person for help. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dead. And we cannot ask him for Shafa'a. Another reason to say that we cannot ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now for Shafa'a is that he told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he doesn't have it now. He does not have the Shafa'a now. From where we get this? From the hadith which is narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith which is coming to us inshallah later on when we talk about the Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud or the great Shafa'a, the greatest Shafa'a, which when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people go to Adam in the judgment day, they go to their father Adam to ask him to help to make Shafa'a to Allah to make judgment quicker. And Adam cannot. He said, I cannot. Then they go to Nuh, they go to Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, all of them. They say, sorry, we cannot. Then they go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will bow sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will make a lot of hamd and thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him to stand up and he will give him the shafa'a. As he told us, ارفع راسك يا محمد وسلتعطى واشفع تشفع. Now he is getting shafa'a. Now he can make shafa'a sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When was that? That will be in judgment day. So now, upon his own words sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, he does not have shafa'a. So If we want to ask shafa'ah from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will say this is not allowed. What can we do now? Yes, we can make dua. Allahumma shafi' Muhammadan fi. So we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Muhammad our shafi'ah. Yes, that's possible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, ad'uni astajib. So we are calling him. He will, inshallah, make Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our shafi'ah in the judgment day. That's easy now and clear. طيب. Then let's talk about the case of shafa'ah itself. Upon the papers you have, I tried to summarize a good topic. I found it on the website, which is in the last spot at the bottom of the second page you have. There's a good website called QA, Islam QA, which I have taken this topic from it. I summarize it as much as I can because I don't want to make it so long. You can go back and see if you see, if you want more details and evidences of Quran and Sunnah, you'll find it in that, inshallah, URL or website. So, to understand shafa'ah, intercession, we need to divide it into two types. The first type, which is going to be in the hereafter, the judgment day. Okay? And the other one, which is in our life now. Is there shafa'ah now in our life? Yes. Shafa'ah, actually, like what you call it, if you call it in Arabic, wasta. You can ask someone to help you out and do something. Yeah, if you come to, you want to work, you want to have a job, and you find a friend of yours who is working in a company, and he's capable of talking to the general manager of the company, so you go to him, please make wasta for me, that the general manager will accept me as a worker with you. So this man will go to the general manager and say, I have a good friend and who is capable of doing this and this. So he's making wasta now, he's making shafa'ah. And this is allowed, of course, if it is as with the conditions we'll talk about it later on, inshallah. So these are two types of shafa'ah. Shafa'ah is the hereafter, shafa'ah on our life. The major case we're talking about actually is shafa'ah on the hereafter, which is the judgment day. That type of shafa'ah, which is in the hereafter or judgment day, actually also divided. Be careful dividing in here, we're going so much dividing, so keep on, huh? It is going to be divided. So don't lose the track. The judgment day shafa'ah is two types. One is only for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only for him. Nobody else. Nobody else will have this shafa'ah. And it's also divided into. Okay? It is four types of shafa'ah that's only for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can do it. Except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one, the greater shafa'ah, or the greatest shafa'ah, which is called al-maqam al-mahmud. The hadith we mentioned just a few minutes ago, which is narrated by al-Bukhari al-Muslim, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be asked by the people to make shafa'ah to Allah to make judgment time quicker, or closer. So he will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will bow, and he will make sujood, and he start to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his shafa'ah, so he will give the people or make the judgment quickly. That's called al-maqam al-mahmud. Why is it the greatest shafa'ah? Because Adam couldn't do it. Nuh couldn't do it. Musa, Isa, all of them, Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, they couldn't do this shafa'ah. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could. Upon this hadith we have already. So that's why actually we are told by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we hear adhan, to repeat with him. When he say Allahu Akbar, we say Allahu Akbar four times. Then he say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When he say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, we say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then we make salat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, and say Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Then when he say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, two and two, four times, we say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah four times. Then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, we say the same thing. Then we'll say, we'll make the dua upon the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rabba hadhi al-da'wat al-tamma wa al-salat al-qa'ima. Aati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmoodan al-ladhi wa'adta. Maqaman mahmoodan here is the greatest shafa'ah in the judgment day. So we are asking, if we do so, then he will be our shafi'ah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his word in the same hadith. The second type or our kind of the shafa'ah, which is only for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the shafa'ah for the people of paradise to enter paradise. How is that? After judgment day, when the hell people go to hell, na'udhu billah, and when the paradise people go to paradise, notice in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. That's for mu'mins, for أهل الجنة. While in أهل النار, حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. There is difference in the word. Wa. The word wa in Arabic means there is something in here. For Jahannam people, there is no wa directly. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Directly, they just reached the doors of the hell, fire was open, they would go in. While Jannah, no. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Wa here means there is some kind of stubble. In this stubble, Muhammad ﷺ will make his own shafa'ah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is only for him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let the Jannah people get into Jannah. So this is the second kind of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shafa'ah, which is only for him or exclusive for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third one is, or the third kind is the shafa'ah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his uncle Abu Talib. You know that Abu Talib died as a mushrik. So he does not deserve to go to Jannah at all. But because he, in his life, he protected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he defended Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the kafirin. And he did his best for his nephew to protect him from Qurayshis and the others. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made shafa'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the judgment day, he will do it, of course, because Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, the brother of Abu Talib, came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, have you done any good for your uncle who have used to be defending you? So he said, yes. I'll make shafa'ah to him, so Allah Ta'ala will move him from the deep of hellfire to an area which is less suffering, less punishment. So this is shafa'ah to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, special of, by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to his uncle, Abu Talib, which is the third kind. The fourth one, which is only for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his shafa'ah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for part of his ummah, some of his ummah, to get into Jannah directly without going for accounting or judgment. After he makes shafa'ah al-uzma to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment, he will be given the capability to make shafa'ah for some of his ummah to go directly to Jannah without any accounting, without any asking, without any questioning, directly will go to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And that also reminds us of the hadith of Ikkash ibn Muhsin radiallahu anhu, when Muhammad told his Sahaba that there will be 70,000 of his ummah will go to Jannah without any hisab. So Ikkash ibn Muhsin radiallahu anhu said, ya Rasulullah, make dua for me, I will be one of them. He said, you are one of them. So another Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, make dua for me also. Said no. تبقى بها عكاشة. خلاص عكاشة have taken it before you. Close the door. So these 70,000 of this ummah will go to Jannah without any account, without any questioning. Directly after the shafa'at of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest shafa'ah, al-maqam al-mahmud, they will go to Jannah as upon the hadith that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned away, before that. That concludes the kind of shafa'ah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only. Is that all for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. He also shares the other shafa'ah with the others. Like what? Which is the second type, the general intercession, or shafa'ah. That's for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the angels, for the shuhada, for the young children, and so on. And this is also three kinds. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the others. The four ones we talked about is only for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now these three kinds is for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the others also. The first one of them, the first kind of them, is to take out the manifest muwahideen who were sent to Jahannam because their good deeds were so less a lot less than their bad deeds. So their scales were heavier than bad deeds. So they were sent to Jahannam. Then Muhammad SAW will make Shafa'ah to take them out from Jahannam to Jannah. That's by Muhammad Allah alayhi wa sallam, and by the Shuhada, and by the others also, and by Malaika, and so on. The second kind of this kind of Shafa'ah is for the people who have deserved to go to be sent to Jahannam. Before they go to Jahannam, Muhammad SAW and Malaika or Shuhada will make Shafa'ah that they will not go to Jahannam at all. Yani, when they came to scale, their bad deeds were heavier. So now they are supposed to go to hellfire for some time, because although they are monotheists, muwahideen, Muslimin. So Muhammad SAW and Sahab and Malaika, angels and so on, will make Shafa'ah not to stop sending them to hellfire. Instead of that, we'll go to Jannah directly without any suffering or punishment. The third kind of this Shafa'ah, or general Shafa'ah, is for those who are in Jannah. They deserve Jannah, but as you know, Jannah is not one level. Jannah is not one level. It is levels, so many levels. So Muhammad SAW and the Malaika, angels, and the children, and Shuhada, and so on, will make Shafa'ah for some people to raise them up, upgrade them from one level of Jannah to higher level. So this is the third kind of the general Shafa'ah. Quickly, I have explained to you the kind of Shafa'ah. Why we are talking about this way? Because really we need to understand what do we mean by Shafa'ah. When we misunderstand this, people will go in the wrong way and start to ask Shafa'ah from Muhammad SAW, or from awliya, or from even children, from dead people, from trees, and so on. And that happens actually. You will find people go and ask them for Shafa'ah, and they will give the same reason that's said by Quraysh's, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We only ask them for Shafa'ah to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are humble people, we are sinful people, we cannot talk to Allah directly. We need to have someone to be between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here comes Shaitan, and here comes to drag people to polytheism or shirk. So a Muslim really must know the types of Shafa'ah, the two types. He must know the kinds of Shafa'ah and how to get it, how to get this Shafa'ah, when to get it also. So if we understand it this way, then inshallah no Muslim will fall into shirk from this side. Now we are all anxious, eager to have Shafa'ah. What are the conditions to have Shafa'ah? There are conditions, not freely like this. There are some conditions for a Muslim to get Shafa'ah. What are they? The first one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must approve, the one who deserves the Shafa'ah. And if the person, someone to make Shafa'ah to another one, this another one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be approving him, or approving him. So it's not going to be accepted like this. The second condition, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his permission. So before the permission of Allah, no one can make Shafa'ah. And the third condition is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must approve of the intercessor himself, the Shafi'ah, the one who makes Shafa'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will approve him, otherwise he cannot make Shafa'ah. So with these three conditions, we can have Shafa'ah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his greatness, by his mercy, will let Muhammad SAW, will let the others to make Shafa'ah for us in the judgment day. But that, as we said, we must have these three conditions to be eligible for Shafa'ah. That's all about the Shafa'ah which is in the judgment day or the hereafter. What about Shafa'ah in dunya? Lifetime. This is the second type we talked about before, which is dealing with the matters of our life or this world. And this is also two types. Again, I have to remind you that there are so many types and kinds in here, so be careful. Okay? The first type, in the case of ability. to ask someone who has the ability of making this shafa'ah. And this has two conditions. It should be in the permissible things, in halal things. Yani we do not go to someone and say, please make wasta or shafa'at with the general manager for me to promote me before the other people who are more deservable for the position. Or make shafa'at to me on such and such place to give me some haram things. That's not allowed. Should be in halal, should be permissible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other one, it deals with the heart. A person who goes for looks for shafa'ah must be careful not to hang his heart on that person for shafa'ah. He should hang his heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called tawakkul. Tawakkul, depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not depend on the other. And if I want to find a job, I should not depend on the people to find me a job, full dependence. I'm just talking to them because they are only reasons. But the one to depend on is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Tawakkul here, dependence should be only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With these two conditions, the shafa'ah or wasta in life is allowed. For the other kind of or type of shafa'at in dunya, which is to ask those who are not capable, like dead people, for shafa'ah. Even in dunya things, some people will go to the grave and ask him for food or cureness. Is this allowed in Islam? Is this shafa'ah accepted in Islam? Make shafa'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure me. It's not allowed, of course. Because these people are dead. And again, we have to remember to say that three conditions. APC. Alive, present, capable. This person is dead. And he is also not capable. What about to ask the Al-Ka'bah? Al-Ka'bah is not capable. It's only stone. What about to ask Ghar Hira? Huh? Ghar Hira, where Muhammad used to stay there for days and days to worship Allah Ta'ala before he was a prophet. What about going there and asking these rocks or this place to make shafa'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about to ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Still, the three conditions, some of them are not there. So we have to be careful with these three conditions, which is very important to say. That concludes our case of shafa'ah, actually, and I made it as quick as possible because I want to reach the point we started with, that although shafa'ah is allowed in Islam, but we have to be careful not to be led by shaitan to use shafa'ah in the wrong way, so we will fall into the contradictions of Islam. As we said in tawassul also, the same thing we say on the case of shafa'ah. We can ask shafa'ah from the one who is owning it now. Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam own the shafa'ah now? No. Does these people around us own shafa'ah? Yes, for what? For the things they're capable of, the dunya things, but not for. And can we go to a pious person, sheikh, huh? A good worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask him for shafa'ah? No, we cannot. Unless this shafa'ah is in dunya. And if you go to the sheikh and say, please make shafa'ah for me to such and such place to give me a job or to give me a loan and so on, this is okay. But to ask him shafa'ah for Jannah, no way. Even if he is a pious person, even so. Even he's alive, he is alive, but he is not capable of it. APC, alive, present, he is there. Yes, he is alive, he is present, but he is not capable of giving us Jannah or saving us from hellfire. Because he does not have this capability, right? That's what I wanted to say tonight. I hope that it is easy to understand. As I told you, if you need more details on this topic and evidences of these, and the hadith and the ayahs, it's already in the URL I gave you, or the website I told you, which is in the bottom of the last page or second page. You will find more and more, inshallah, information in that. And that closes the case. And if you have any questions, I will be happy to hear. We talk about it. Which one? Where is it? I talked about this. Okay. Some brothers want to talk again about the three conditions of the shafa'a, intercession. We said Allah must approve of the one whom intercession is made for. Yani, let's say we have two guys, A and C. A want to make shafa'a for C. That's in Judgment Day, of course. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow this shafa'a unless He is accepting C. Yani, He will be happy with C person, otherwise He will not make shafa'a. Even if the A person, A, is good guy, still C person also, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the person make shafa'a for him, must be also accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise shafa'a here will not be accepted. Number two is a permission from Allah. Nobody can make shafa'a unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. So shafa'a here will not be made. Even if A and B, A and C both of them are accepted and approved, still shafa'a will not take place unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows and approves. Number three is for the A person who is the shafi'a in here, also he must be approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves A and approves C, and allow them to start shafa'a, then these are the conditions, and then shafa'a can take place. Easy? Clear? Any questions, brothers? No, this is not shafa'a. Remember we talked last week, our brother here is asking about the case of asking a person to make dua. Dua is not shafa'a here. Dua differs that we said in tawassul, yani, to ask a person to make dua for us, this is allowed. Make tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a call of a person. Yani, one of you, mashallah, good guys, good brothers, jazallah khair. I can come, or anyone can come, say, please make dua for me. My son is sick, please make dua for him. But as we said, you know, we have to be careful when we ask in this case, not to go extreme in that, or to far extent, because this will lead to some troubles we mentioned last week. Yes. 72, yes.
What's the family?
Of course, again, to remember these three conditions. Yani, Shaheed in here, as we mentioned, he can make Shafa'a. But to who? With these three conditions. Suppose one of his family, because 70 of his family will be, Allah Ta'ala will allow him to make shafa'a for 70 persons of his family. His parents of his parents, grandfathers, children, grandchildren, so on, sisters. Yes, okay, but with these three conditions. With these three conditions, we mentioned just a few minutes ago. Yes. Any questions? That means, inshallah, we have concluded early tonight. Good that we passed our message. Hopefully you get the point. If you have any more questions or misunderstandings, we can discuss this inshallah even next week. Hopefully, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.